some 2,000 years ago, God sent his sacrifice. He took our sins upon himself, hung there in our shame. He was spotless and so pure, oh, the Lamb of God for sure. For he took me as I was, oh, praise his name. What a friend he is to me, I can hardly believe that the God of heaven brought me out of shame. Why he loves me, oh, so strong, causes me to have a song. Oh, for he took me as I was, oh, praise his name.
Glad he took us as we were. Let's praise his name. This here is the Truth of the Matter on the Six Eyes Radio Network, found here every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. We want to say welcome one, welcome all to the program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Just press the number one, join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear from you, your prayer requests, your prayer praises, and any of those good things, as we have Dr. Doug Quick again with us in the house. We are looking for another great message tonight from God's Word. So, Sister Ruth, who do we have with us in the house tonight?
Well, we got God the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We got you, Brother Quick, and me.
Okay, well, I was hoping to hear that you had Emily in the house, but she obviously is a little bit late again. I'm going to have to get on her. She said she was going to join us, but turns out she didn't, so we'll have to get her for sure. All right, well, we do know she had a prayer request for Billie Jean and the family, also her mother, and for her health. some unspokens there. We also ask for, of course, all our nations' leaders, different nations, that they all would seek after God and not man. We would definitely be in prayer for the nation of Israel at this time as they're being under attack by the Palestinians. We have Brother Tim over there. We thank God so far. This is a praise report that he has not been affected yet by that, but we thank God that God is protecting him over there. So we praise the Lord for that. We want to be in prayer for all the Six Eyes Radio Network, all of the team here, and we want to keep, of course, the blind ministry in prayer for a bus, however God sees fit to fulfill that need. We want to pray for Brother Quick and his wife, Pastor Bonnet and his wife, of course, Queen Nye, as she's been a little under the weather. We want to keep in prayer, like I said, all the Six Eyes Radio Network team, and, of course, lost souls in general, those in nursing homes, hospitals, and, of course, those who work there, all our first responders, police, fire, ambulance. And so with that, I am going to turn it over to Sister Ruth for any prayer requests you have, Ruth.
Yeah, I'm still having this little bug or whatever is going on with my nose. And my body's having a few pains from that long walk I did yesterday. But it was fruitful, so I praise the Lord for his help. And I'm complete.
All right. Well, since we have no one else, we'll turn it over to Brother Quick and his missus for any prayer requests they have, and then he can open us in prayer and get right into the good message tonight. Amen.
All right. Thank you, Brother Ken. It's always good to be back on Six Eyes Radio Network, and it's always good to be able to take the Word of God and preach it, even though I can't see anybody except for my wife, and she's sitting over my side, so I really can't see her all that great. I think she's got over there on purpose. You know how wives can be. I mean, they can be, you know, a little sneaky here and there, you know, so she probably doesn't want me to, you know, want to get preaching good, you know, look her eyeball to eyeball, because she might holler out amen. So, but I'm picking on her a little bit. She's my wife. This last Lord's Day, we celebrated our 57th wedding anniversary. And we were in for quite a treat. We ended up in a church where we have never been before. I wasn't even preaching. The pastor brought the message, and it was one of the best messages that I have heard in a very long time. And we got a letter from him today, and even though it's about 60 miles from here to there, the pastor said that he was very happy that we had come and visited, and was hoping that we would be able to get back there as soon as we possibly could. So just be praying for this church, if you would, please. I'll tell you the name of it. Morning Star Baptist Church. My wife looks at me, she says, morning. I said, no, it's Morning Star Baptist Church. And she'll have to get the letter and go check on that. But the reason we got there was the surgeon that has done the surgery on both of my shoulders, and he's supposed to have been a good knee doctor, and he can't figure my knees to save his life or mine, either one. But this was several months ago. I was going to him for a checkup, and he says to me, he says, "Brother, I need for you to be praying for me." I said, "Well, I pray for you all the time." He said, "No, he's not. Listen to me." He said, "This is very specific." He said, "I need you to pray for me." I go, what do I need to be praying for? And he says, where I go to church, he says, they're thinking about voting me in as a deacon. I said, well, then I'll be praying for you. And we have been praying for him a good bit. Morningside, what did I say it was?
Morningside,
what's the difference? You know, it's Morningside. But anyhow, and so that's the reason that we ended up going over there. And we met our doctor there. He's also did some work on my wife's knee, and that's not turned out real good yet. And so he was glad to see us. And then we had the opportunity to meet his wife, and she come running up. She says, I'm the wife of that fellow you've been going to see. And I said, well, I'm glad to meet you. And then we had the opportunity to meet the pastor's wife, and that's not always something that happens real fast, but just be remembering Morningside Baptist Church. I won't even tell you where it's at. Just be praying for them, because it's a good work, and they have a splendid pastor, and just pray for them anytime the Morningside, you know, any morning something or other, and you get it. The Lord knows who you're talking about anyway. And so Miss Quick and I still have 3 special unspoken requests. The Lord has not answered them yet. We can see that the Lord is working, and that's always encouraging. And then Miss Ruth, I can tell you what you can do about your nose, but I won't tell you on the radio, because somebody will think that I'm trying to give you medical advice. And it's not medical advice, but I'll tell you sometime what you can do that will help your nose a whole lot. Is there any other requests before I begin to pray and get in the message?
We have Emily on the line now.
All right, Miss Emily.
Good evening, Brother Quick.
Good evening, sis. Don't go hiding on us now.
No, I'm only going to be hiding in my apartment for a couple days, because I just got notified I got a big major state inspection on the 18th, so I'm going to have 2 other people over here besides me and my niece that's been staying with me to get everything gone through, throwed out if it needs to be throwed out, and everything all tonight. So somebody's going to be high on caffeine tonight, so I'm going to have God's grace to not overdo the caffeine.
All right. What prayer request do you have?
I'm pretty sure you can hear this coughing I've been doing. I was told by one doctor verbally that I have RSV, but I had it the same time on the discharge paper. They said it was an upper respiratory infection. So I'm not really sure what's wrong with me, what's causing this cough, but for me, for my mother, the nursing home where she's at right now in better housing, and our first responders.
All right.
And with that, I am complete, Brother Quick.
All right, good. Then we'll pray, and we'll get into the message this morning, or this morning, tonight. Our Father, thank you now for these moments that you've given for us to be together with those that will be listening, and those that will listen anytime in days to come. We're just glad to be able to preach the Word of God. And we've already been pleading with you for your blessed Spirit to be dealing with hearts and preparing hearts. Even tonight, I am expecting you to be preparing hearts for the message. And it's just wonderful to be a preacher of the Word of God and to know that you have used me all these years. So, Lord, I'm asking now you just be with Miss Ruth and her cough, that you just touch her in a special way, and for Miss Emily, for her cough, and for her mother, that you'd be there to minister unto them there, and for Brother Ken, that you'd continue to keep your hand upon him, and for Brother Six Eyes, that you'd also keep your hand upon him. And then, Lord, I'm asking now for the message that you've given me to preach. I would plead with you that you would just deal with me and help me to preach this with the blessed Spirit of God upon me, and I will appreciate you very much for that. Now, Lord, just watch over us. Open our hearts to the truth of the Word of God, and we'll sure thank you and praise you for that. Now, be with us now, in Jesus' name, amen. If you've got a Bible right close to you, you can turn over to the book of 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter number 4, tonight and for several Thursday nights to follow. I'm going to be bringing a series of messages with the title, Getting Ready for Homecoming. Miss Quick and I have had the privilege of being invited to different homecomings around the area where we've been. And we have been able to sit down and eat some good meals. You want some good chicken, all that good stuff. But that's not what I'm going to be preaching to you about. I'm going to be preaching to you about the fact of homecoming. And you'll get into this, the more I get into this series, you'll understand where I'm coming from. 2 Timothy chapter 4, look at the first five verses. The Apostle Paul says, I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, and after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, of thy ministry. I'll stop there at the end of verse number 5. The Apostle Paul is writing these words to young Timothy. And Timothy has been one that has come to know Christ under the Apostle Paul's ministry. And Paul has just about like a pastor that I've had through the years, as Paul has just kind of put his arm around Timothy and has taken him and has been training him a good bit in those things that God would have him to do. Getting ready for homecoming. This charge tonight starts out with a charge. And I'm going to reread verse number 1 again. I want you to listen to this now. Paul said, I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. I charge you. That's an awful, wrong way of saying there's something needs to be done, Timothy, and I'm giving you the charge of getting it done. Now, you know, it's not always easy to take charges, especially from the Lord, because so many times we've already got our minds made up to doing what we think we ought to do and what we think is going to be pleasing unto the Lord. But there's a charge coming from God tonight. I would hope it's coming to your heart also. I charge thee, therefore, before God and before the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. All of you preachers that are hearing me, preach the word. Preach the word. Verse number 2 goes on and says, preach the word in season, out of season. When God called me to preach, by the way, the 22nd of this month, I will celebrate a 50th anniversary of being a God-called preacher of the Word of God. And no, it's not always been an easy way, but it's always been the right way, that's for sure. And so October the 22nd, I will be celebrating 50 years of being a God-called preacher of the Word. Now, I can go right along with what the Apostle Paul is telling Timothy here, saying to Timothy, be instant in season, out of season. What he's saying to him is, preach the word when you're up to it. Preach the word when you're not up to it. I have been through a good number of surgeries. My wife would get so upset with me because up until this last surgery, I was always back in the house of God the following Sunday, and I would always preach Sunday morning. Now, my wife, she'd get so upset with me, you can't do this. And I said, no, I can't, but the Lord can. I didn't have the strength to preach Sunday night, but I had the strength somehow to preach that first Sunday morning. So I know what it's like to be instant in season and out of season. I know all about what that feels like. I know what it's like to go through it. I have been through it. My wife has been right there beside me as I've gone through it, and she went through it right along with me. But you see, preach the word. Be instant. Be ready in season. Be ready when you're up to it. Be ready when you're up to it. Be instant in season. Be instant out of season. There's times when God calls me and God calls you to do something, and we're really not going to be quite up to it. I know that feeling very well. I know what it's like to pastor a church. I know what it's like to go out and knock on doors on Tuesday to try and find those that were visiting the previous Sunday. I know what it's like to go out there and knock on doors. I know what it's like to hear people say, I'm not interested. I know what it's like to stand there and listen to men cry out to me and tell me how it was that they needed that message, but they don't want no more of it. I know what that's like. I know what it's like to be instant in season. I know what it's like to be out there when I don't really feel like being out there, but I'm still going to be out there because God's called me to do that, amen. And if you've been called by God to preach the word of God, mister, God's calling you to do the same thing. That's what he does. Charge thee. Therefore, Timothy, I charge thee, therefore, Timothy, I charge thee, therefore, preacher quick, I charge thee, therefore, to get out there and preach the word. I don't have the privilege from God to go out and preach my feelings. That's not been given to me. I don't have it in me to go out and try to preach the games and the stuff that that people like to play. I that's not in me. God's called me to preach the word. And to preach the word I have been doing for 50 years come the 22nd of this month. The 22nd of this month, been 50 years of preaching the word of God. Well, you know, my wife and I celebrated 57 years of marriage this past Lord's Day. And God hadn't called me to preach yet. I think I knew that the day was going to come when God was going to call me to preach. Then we had a pastor that had been a pastor of our local church, and then he moved across some 125, 130 miles away. And I really believe that he knew that God was up to something with me. I'd never said anything to him, but he knew that. And there came a time when he called me on the telephone. He says, Brother Quick, why don't you and your wife come over and spend a weekend with my wife and me? We got a pretty large house. We got room for you to just come over here and spend a weekend with us. I said, well, all right, we can do that. And we got over there, and come Saturday night, about time to bed down, this pastor came to me and he says, Brother Quick, this is how it is, okay? He who spends the night in my house on Saturday night goes to my church on Sunday morning. I said, well, thank you. I said, that's what we planned on doing. So God didn't call me that week. And just maybe a month or month and a half later, the telephone rung, and Pastor Hicks was calling me again. He said, Brother Quick, why don't you and your wife come on over and spend another weekend with us? We'd sure like to have you do that. Well, at that time, they were just in a basement church. They hadn't got the top part built yet. And that Saturday, I was down there, and I was pacing. I was just walking in circles around that auditorium. I knew that God was fixing to call me to preach. Well, then the pastor showed up, went to his office, left the door open, and I walked past it two or three times. And finally, I thought, I need to stop there and just let him know what's going on in me. I stepped inside of his office. He gave a big old smile, and he said, well, Brother Quick, what you up to today? I got something I got to tell you. He says, tell me. I just got a feeling God's fixing to call me to preach. And all of a sudden, his smile was gone. And he looked at me real sternly. And he says, well, son, if you stopped here looking for sympathy, you came to the wrong place. And he went back studying, wouldn't even look back up at me again. And I thought to myself, well, that's a fine howdy-do. And then the following Sunday morning, God called me to preach. And my wife and I both went to the altar, arm in arm, both of us weeping like babies. And I could see our pastor up there, and he was starting to laugh. And I thought to myself, there ain't nothing funny about this. The altar, and I couldn't hardly say anything out loud, but best that I could, I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, you just made the biggest mistake you ever made, because I can't preach. I can't preach. I can't talk in front of people. And I shut up. And directly the Spirit of God said back to me, I know that, son, but I can, and I can use you. That didn't help me a bit, so we're just weeping our way through it. Our pastor came over, he got a little bit closer, and he came over a little bit, and he says, Brother Quick, is there anything I can do to help you? I said, no. And he started laughing all the harder. Had to pull a hanky out to wipe the tears out of his eyes. He was laughing so hard. And I somehow or another, I guess we got to the end of that service. And he said, God's called you to preach. I said, yes, sir. He said, well, how about next time you come over here? How about next Sunday you come over here? How about you preach? I said, I can't do that. He said, hold on. God's called you to preach. You're going to come over here and preach, and you're going to preach. Well, we came back that following Sunday, and he got me up there to preach, and he timed me. I don't know what it was. It was 12 minutes and 37 seconds, I think, is what it was. And I preached all the way from generations to revolutions. I mean, I preached as much as what I could. Couldn't hardly get a word out and having to stand in front of people like that. But he timed it, and he recorded me. Well, he's now home with the Lord, so I can't get a hold of him and find out anything about whatever happened to that recording. That was 50 years ago. But you see, God knew what he was doing when he called me to preach. I was in Bible college, and I knew that God was dealing with me about something. I said, I ain't going to talk to nobody about this. So I went over in a classroom where there was nobody around, sat down, I was going to eat my dinner. And the director of the college that I was going to, he showed up. He said, well, Brother Quick, I didn't know you was in here. I said, well, come on in. He came in directly. He looked at me and he says, Brother Quick, what's bothering you? I said, I didn't think there was anything bothering me. He said, no, he said, you didn't have to say it. He says, I can see it written all over your face, something bothering you. What is it? I said, well, God's called me to go back to our hometown and start a church. He said, pack your bags and go. I said, no, sir. I'm in college. I'm a college kid. I got to get my college in. Well, he says, you heard what I told you to do. I said, I hear you. Well, it was only about 2 months or so after that. I mean, I was still in school. He hadn't bothered me again. And I went to a different classroom for lunch that day. Nobody around. And lo and behold, he showed up, that same one. He walks in. He says, well, Brother Quick, I didn't know you was in here. And just a few minutes, he looked at me and he says, Brother Quick, you haven't took care of that thing that we talked about yet, have you? I said, what thing is that? He says, you know what thing that is. He said, God's called you to go back to your hometown and start a church. He said, you better pack your bags and get going. I said, but I'm still in college. He said, don't even talk to me about that. He said, we'll just do your schooling through the mail. He said, but you got to get over there and get that taken care of. Well, we did. And we started that church March the 23rd of 1975. That church is still going. they don't have very many people going. But then the pastor that they've got, 85 years old. And he got excited because I called him to check on him. And he says, Brother Quick, listen, he says, there's a family started coming. He's a family of five. He says, husband and wife, three children. He says, they've been coming. He says, they just act like they're going to stick with it. I said, then get up there and preach to them. Well, I haven't talked to him just lately, but I'm sure that family is still back with them. And but that work that we did all these many years ago is still going. We listened to the Lord. We honored the Lord. We obeyed the Lord. And God is still getting fruit out of that little church. Amen. Oh, listen to me. I charge thee, therefore, before God. I charge thee, therefore, before the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word. Be instant in season. Be instant out of season. Oh, listen. Paul had trouble with people, just like what we do today. It doesn't matter part of the world that you live in. I'm sure that you've got preachers around your place, just like we got preachers around our place. I'm sure you've got church members around your place, just like we got church members around our place. You see, there's this bunch of people, they don't go to church to get fed from the Word of God. They go to the church house just to feel good. They want to be able to feel good about just going to the church house. And then there's also this bunch. They go to the church house just to catch up on the latest gossip. Hello. Don't walk away from me yet. I'm not done yet. I'm telling you, that's exactly how it is right here in southeastern Georgia, United States of America. That's exactly how it is here. That's exactly how it is everywhere that I have preached all around this nation for the last 40-some years. That's exactly the same way it is there. You say, oh, why is that? Why is that so? Well, we'll find out right here in verse number 3. Verse number 2 says, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort. Verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away there and shall be turned unto fables, turned unto gossip. Verse 3 and verse 4 tells it all, doesn't it? That's why it is people yet to this day like to go to the church house just to feel good. They don't have a pastor that's going to get up there and preach the Word of God like the Word of God is. You see, the Word of God, I'm talking about the authorized version, AD 1611 King James Bible, is the plenary, inspired Word of God. There's no fairy tales in it. There's no hopscotch anywhere in it, because it's telling you the truth from cover to cover. Amen. God made sure of that. It took some 1,600 years and 40-some different men, the Word of God together like we have it. And yet, There's no fairy tales in there. There's no false doctrines in there anywhere. That book tells us the truth from cover to cover. But you see, we're supposed to be preaching the Word of God instant and out of instant. But there's three things that we need to do. Preaching the Word has no seasons at all. I have been an avid deer hunter for a lot of years. But I couldn't just go out to the woods and shoot a deer anytime I wanted it. Deer season has a season. No matter where it is that you live in this great nation of ours, you got to hunt them in their season. The season is a time when there's rules and regulations we got to follow. That's all there is to it. But preaching the Word of God, there is no season for that. That's why Paul told Timothy to preach the Word of God and be instant in season and out of season. There's no such thing as a season for preaching the Word of God. Well, when we're preaching the Word of God, we need to be reproving. That's what I read in verse 3. What does the word reprove mean? The word reprove means bring conviction regarding all practices of sin. You see, God's word tells us from cover to cover that sin is wrong. Sin will end up killing you, amen. But you see, we preachers prove every time that we preach the Word of God, we're to stand up there and reprove those people, tell them that the bring conviction to their heart concerning all sin practice, every practice of sin. Well, then we're to rebuke them. The word rebuke means that we're to preach and we are to forbid, we are to call out, we are to plant fear, we're to bring sharp criticism over every sinful practice. Let me say it again. Not only are we to reprove, to bring conviction of all sin practices, but we're to rebuke people. And when we rebuke people, we're to stand there and forbid the practice of sin, to call out the practice of sin, to plant fear in the hearts of people over the practice of sin, and to bring sharp criticism over sinful practices. That's why it is preachers have changed today. You see, verse number 3, let me read it again. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Why are they going to do that? So they can keep on going to the church house and keep feeling good about it. Amen. Amen. Verse number 4. And they shall turn away their heart, their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. The word fables is the same word that we can find for. My wife looks at me and she holds her hand up. Gossip. Fables, gossip, same thing. They're coming from the same source. Amen. You see, we're to reprove people. We're to rebuke people. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 20 says this. Them that sin rebuke before all, that others may also fear. You see, it is biblical to exhort, It's biblical to reprove. It's biblical to rebuke. But there's a third thing here. Exhort. That's what verse number 3 says. Or verse number 2 says. Let me read it to you again. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. How are we going to do that? When we exhort people, we encourage people to do the right thing, to do the right thing, and we urge them to do the right thing, and to exhort someone, that's an earnest warning to do right in God's sight. These are to be done through patience, which is a calm endurance with no complaining, enduring calmly with a steadfastness in seeking a goal. Goal is to exhort people to do right. There were 3 items of business to be taken care of, as we read here. Reading the Word of God, exhortation or encouraging God's Word, and doctrine, which would be learning the Word. Well, preaching God's Word comes the lack of sound doctrine. Verse 3, first part of verse 3 says that. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Sound doctrine or sound preaching shall overcome itching ears. That's what the last part of verse 3 says. Let me read it to you again. The whole verse says this. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Away from the truth. Verse number 4 again. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. What's going to do this? What's going to turn them away from this? Sound preaching. That's what's going to do. Sound preaching is going to do that. Preaching God's word is to overcome the lack of sound doctrine. Sound preaching shall overcome itching ears. Sound preaching shall overcome the turning away from the truth. Well, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Listen to this. As I sought thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went to Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith. Paul said, so do this. Preaching has a real ministry. Verse 4. They shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Preaching has a real ministry. Preaching turns ears to hear God's word. Preaching overcomes fables, myths. Listen to me. Preaching overcomes fables, myths. Preaching overcomes the fact, my wife, and she's just shaking her head. I know she's still awake, amen. But you see, preaching overcomes fables. It overcomes myths. It overcomes gossip. Hello. Preaching causes a watching in all things. Look at verse number 5, first part of it. Watch thou in all things. Preaching makes a full proof of salvation. The rest of verse 5, do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. I have to say this. When Paul told Timothy to do the work of an evangelist, Timothy was an evangelist. The Apostle Paul was an evangelist. That's why Paul could say that. Every man of God that's been called to preach, if you've not been called into evangelism, you cannot do the work of an evangelist. It's a funny thing. So many different churches around, they don't believe in using evangelists. They'll have revival meetings and they'll just have different pastors come in, have a different pastor each night. And so many of them pastors have come to me and they said, man, we just can't seem to get anything going here. Well, I can understand why. Because there's no train of thought anywhere along the way. There is nowhere that anybody can come in here and preach and build on that which has been preached already because they haven't been there to hear it. And they're not evangelists. They're pastors. And a pastor cannot do the work of an evangelist. That's what Paul said right here to Timothy. You see what I'm saying? I'm saying to you, getting ready for homecoming, it takes a good bit of preparation. And a good bit of that preparation is the fact of getting our hearts ready for it. Your heart's going to have to be ready. Your heart's going to have to be ready. If you're a pastor, your heart's going to have to be ready. Because preaching the Word of God has no seasons to it. Preaching the Word of God, it's to be the Word of God preached every time you preach. Amen. That means every Sunday, every Sunday night, every Wednesday night. Amen. I'm telling you here, getting ready for homecoming takes a good bit of preparation. I've tried to preach a message to you tonight to help you to understand the fact of how much it takes to get prepared for a homecoming like this. If you're a pastor, celebrates what is commonly called a homecoming, then you know for a fact how much time it takes to get things around. You know how much preparation it takes to get ready for a meeting like that. You know. Well, I'm not talking about sitting down and eating a meal when I'm talking to you about homecoming. I'm talking about getting our hearts ready for homecoming. Because one of these days, we are going home to be with the Lord. Amen. And until then, our hearts have got to be ready. They've got to be prepared. We've got to have ourselves aligned away from every practice of sin. There's no such thing as a little sin. No such thing as a small thing. No, no. Every sin is a sin, and every sin is a pulling away from God and away from God's word. Amen. So next week, Lord willing, I'll be on this same thought line, getting ready for homecoming, and I'm asking that you just take some time, spend some time. Spend some time with the Lord. Put Brother and Sister Quick on your prayer list and pray for us every day. We need that prayer support. There's no question at all in our minds We need that prayer support. And I'm asking for you, prayer list, and pray for us. That way, whenever God does anything, whenever God saves a soul somewhere along the way, you can have a part in that too, because you have prepared, you've prayed for us, and you've prepared your heart for that. Well, I've been long-winded tonight. I'm sorry about that. Our Father, thank you for this night. And thank you for these thoughts this night. And that you just help each of us to understand. We need to get ready for homecoming. Not talking about fixing the meal and gathering the church family around for that. No, no. I'm talking about homecoming. And I think we'll be getting into that a little more this next week. Just help each one of us to prepare ourselves for getting ready to go home to be with you. And for those sinners that have never trusted Christ to save their soul, plead with you even now that you'd begin ministering unto their hearts, that you'd help each one of them to understand, yes, indeed, they can know Christ as their personal Lord and Savior also. But it takes the fact of them repenting before you as a sinner and crying out for the Lord Jesus to come and save their soul. And that very thing will take place before they get up off their knees. I promise them that. So Lord, just watch over us now. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. My snail mail address is 1122 Church Street. That's Waycross, Georgia, 31501. My email address is dcdoquick. These are all small letters. dcdoquick@gmail.com. And I'll be looking forward to hearing from you. Thank you, Brother Ken.
And that was a good message there, Brother Quick, especially when you were talking about the rebuke part of your message there. Takes me right back to when here I was a young preacher down there in Georgia with my lawnmower shop and with small engines, and you trying to get a hold of me about your home light chainsaw, and here I was, had a sign says open at X time, and I was not open when I said I was supposed to be. You got on me real good about that. So made me the kind of person, hey, always open on time. And even with the shows, try to always be there, ready on schedule. All right. So, Sister Ruth, who do we got with us?
Well, we got Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We got you, Brother Quick, and me. Emily left because she told you why. She had to do some kind of cleaning. So.
All right. Well, Ruth, what do you think?
Absolutely wonderful. And as far as I'm concerned, he could talk a whole lot longer, too. We even have 59 minutes and 31 seconds left. So he could, you know, he could preach as long as the Lord shows him.
Yep, you do have up to 2 hours for your shows there, Brother Quick, so you have plenty of time.
I love to hear every word.
Thank you very much.
So, I mean, if the Lord gives you something and you feel you got to go up to 2 hours, don't worry about that. You got the time.
Amen. I'm excited. I like the part about the teachers with itching ears. Those itching ears, there's a lot of them out there. They really need to get some help and get the Spirit of the Lord to straighten them out. We see a lot of false teachers these days.
That's
I just
it.
Say, God, we got a good one here.
All right. And speaking of that, today, rebuking also Tim on his show earlier today, Brother Quick. You missed that. He had a clip that he played of they were exposing Trump. You know how Trump always flashed his Bible around claiming he was a Christian? They exposed the truth about him. He's not what he claims. Believe it or not. Because when he was asked straight out, did he ever repent of his sins, he always hedged the issue. So, I mean, that was very enlightening.
Yeah, there was something on there he said, honey. I can't remember how it went. But he was talking about how he doesn't, I don't think he said he knew the Lord, but he was acting like as if he was almost close enough to be a God himself, and that ain't right either.
And he said his pastor was Norman Vincent Peale. So.
Yeah, him and Robert Schuller were into that power of positive thinking, but I don't know how much they believe in the Lord.
So, well, anyway, if there's no other questions or comments. All right. Well, we just do want to invite everybody to the shows for tomorrow on Station 2. You call 515-605-9340, 515-605-9340 at 6 p.m. for My Daddy's Records with Six Eyes, and you can enjoy that where he goes through different records that him and his daddy enjoyed while he was young, and goes through talking about the different artists, that kind of thing, and different albums. And then at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, right here on Station 1, 424-243-9617, 424-243-9617, at 8:30 p.m., you get AJ and the Squad. And both programs, you can enjoy those. You can also get them on demand by going to Apple Podcasts and typing in Apple Podcasts, Six Eyes Radio, and then two options will pop up, Six Eyes Radio and Six Eyes Radio Network 2, and you just subscribe to both, and you'll have both stations right there and be able to enjoy all the great programming, including The Truth of the Matter here with Dr. Doug Quick, on demand, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So, with that, we are going to ask Brother Quick to give us closing prayer, and we'll be out of here tonight saying God bless and good night.
All right, what was that telephone number for the other station now?
Okay, for Station 2, 515-605-9340.
Okay, good. All right, well, let's pray, and we'll get on out of here then. All right, Father, thank you for these moments that you've given together tonight, asking that you just keep your hand upon those that will hear my words as I have preached them tonight. And we're asking you just minister unto the sinners and help them to understand that salvation is for them also. And Lord, I'm asking you just continue to be with Six Eyes Radio Network, and that you just minister unto them and help them in everything that they do. Thank you for the time that they've given for me to preach every Thursday night. I'm asking you to meet every financial need that they have. and we'll sure thank you and praise you a whole lot for that. Be with us now. Be with Israel. I pray that you just keep your hand upon Israel. And, Lord, they are your people, and they ain't nobody going to wipe them off this map, that's for sure. So just watch over them and help us as we've got election time coming up. Pray that you just give each one of us that wisdom that we need, and we'll thank you very much for all of that. Now just be with us, and we'll thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night, y'all.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless everybody.
God bless y'all. Love y'all. Have a good night.